Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and in today's show, I'm excited to announce that we will be hearing from Jean-Claude Sieu, Vice President of Technology and Simulation for Blue Drop Training and Simulation, Inc. Jean-Claude has a deep understanding of training and simulation and management leadership, which has been accumulated by over 20 years of working in the aerospace and defense industry. He has a strong focus on growing Blue Drop Training and Simulation through technology leadership and by further developing the products and services that are working closely with large aerospace and defense OEMs. Blue Drop Training and Simulation, Inc., or BTS, operates within the defense and aerospace industry by designing and developing highly specialized, high-performance tactical training for frontline operators of equipment working in complex environments and high-risk situations. This includes training systems, needs analysis, custom courseware development, virtual simulation training devices, and ongoing training support for in-service support. Jean-Claude, welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It's certainly our pleasure. To begin, Jean-Claude, could you give us an overview of Blue Drop? What are you guys working on, and what's the main areas of focus?
So Blue Drop Training and Simulation is part and wholly owned by Blue Drop Performance Learning, was actually a public company. And Blue Drop Training and Simulation, we focus on the training side for the military. And I think we've been very well known, mainly because of our capabilities to be develop courseware and design, training needs analysis, and so on. And we're involved on, I would say, all major large Canadian programs. And that's how we got known. For the last, I would say, 3-4 years now, though, we're adding to the capability, and we have been adding since product portion, which adds to our span of capabilities, and how do we ensure that we use latest technologies to serve military training. So it's been very exciting the last few years being part of Blue Drop, not only to keep Blue Drop going on those major programs, but also to add that technology and innovation side to it, which obviously is very exciting going forward. Well, as a company, I think, as a small company, I would say we're very quick, nimble in moving, and that's what's interesting about this company.
Well, with over 40 years of experience in training and simulation, contracts across Air Force, Navy, and Army domains in Canada, it's probably provided opportunities to learn quite a few lessons. And I think in today's marketplace and industry, it is important to be very flexible. I'd like to talk a little bit about the Canadian Armed Forces. How is Blue Drop helping to shape the future of courseware and training?
So that's an interesting question, because it does involve, I suppose, first of all, a very good understanding of this domain of training and simulation within the D&D, because as a small medium enterprise, we need to ensure that, first of all, we can follow programs which are either from a new program, very long lead times. I mean, we're talking years rather than months and so on. For a small medium enterprise, it is a challenge in itself. On the other side, because it's a fairly large program, it just few and far between. So you need to be able to plan, being able to cater to those programs, but again, don't fall between two programs and not have anything to do. So you need always to ensure that as part of your operation, it's not just about the first time sale, but how do you ensure that you can have in-service support type work and continuing work to be able to survive in this environment. So that's one piece. The second piece is what we've learned through the years is you need to be able to have strong partners in the domain, because even if we are on major programs in Canada, it's very rare, I would say, that we deal directly with a final customer, in this case, either Air Force or Navy or Army. We always go through major OEMs or other partners to be part of a program. So as a small, medium enterprise, having those relationships, having that capability to deliver so that those major OEMs and larger primes will come to you for programs is key. But also, we should not underestimate the importance of the new procurement programs, which make sure that small, medium enterprise can participate in large programs. And again, from lessons learned, I would say a good understanding and knowledge of the industrial technological benefit policies, for example, are key to be able to have that kind of sustained success through the years going forward.
So it really is, it's a team partnership with all of the major OEMs, but you're also working with the small to mid-size players as well. So that provides quite a bit of support to the industry. In March of this year, Blue Drop was awarded a contract to provide advanced training systems for the offshore fisheries science vessels. The contract entailed developing training programs for a variety of different systems on the OFSVs, and I'd be interested to learn a little more, as our readership and listenership would be, Jean-Claude. Can you tell us about these training programs, and what role are they going to play in helping the Coast Guard to effectively operate these vessels?
Yeah, so that's a good question also, because it does entail several things in that program. First of all, I mean, Blue Drop is very well known, I would say, as an East Coast company. So what we wanted to ensure is that we are known nationally across Canada. So that success has been very important for us. Kind of the first, I would say, having a sale on the West Coast, and in this case with C-SPAN. I think the idea behind the whole thing was not just a question of a regional tactical approach. It was really, now that we have done a lot of work with the Navy, mainly for the initial cadre training that we built for the Arctic offshore patrol ships, what we wanted to do is to be able to contribute to the overall training environment. Now that we've done the AOPS program with very high quality and, you know, interactiveness and new methodologies of training, how do we make that, I would say, accessible across not only Navy, but in this case, Coast Guard, and make everybody benefit from what we've learned through those training environment that we put together, and how do we expand it to, in this case, Coast Guard. So while, you know, Coast Guard is not Navy, however, how can we contribute to bring the type of training that we had on the Navy side and bring it on the Coast Guard side, and with the effectiveness and, you know, lessons learned and so on and so forth that we got through the years, and how do we bring that over? So the idea is obviously not only the OFSV, the fisheries science portion, we're looking at other Coast Guard programs where we can bring that type of training.
And would you say the training is successful, or are there any stories that you can share with our listenership and readership to explain how this is working?
Yeah, so for example, before I would say a lot of the training was done on the job training and on literally on site, on the ships and so on. And that's how training was done. And also a lot of, call it very classroom-based, instructor-led type training, which is very traditional. So now again, bringing new technologies using computer-based training, using 3D, and, you know, in this case, not virtual, but all the other interactive tools that we have. The idea is, how do we make the future sailors more efficient, more proficient also, going into the ship rather than being on ship and actually learn on the job? So from a proficiency perspective and efficiency perspective, it does add a lot. And also, you can do a lot of your training off ship rather than on ship. And again, from a time perspective, from you don't need to be on location for what you can do and so on. So it's not just a question of the content of the courseware and so on, but also how it kind of changes how people learn going forward. Instead of, as I said, purely on the job type, what can you do off the ship? What can you do at home? What can you do in your hotel room before you actually go on ship and so on? So that dynamic also changes not only the content of the courseware itself.
So it's the flexibility of the training, and if I'm hearing you right, the availability, the opportunity to pre-train before you're actually applying the application, and I could see how that would be quite an advantage.
For sure.
And don't forget also the ongoing one. So if you have that capability to have a computer-based training, as you know, training itself, you don't practice, can be very perishable, you know, knowledge and so on. But if you have access anytime, anywhere of the whatever subject that you need to review for whatever process, operation or maintenance process and so on, and you have access to that, it makes a big difference when it comes to actually making the actual change on a piece of hardware or maintenance and so on. So having available courseware anywhere and just in time, if you want, is also something that we are working hard at to make sure that we change the way people think about training rather than, you know, very traditional classroom training. Is how do you make it available anywhere, anytime?
Well, I think technology certainly lends a hand to that. And I see your point because you can remain current and fresh. Jean-Claude, Blue Drop is not just providing training solutions in Canada. You're also involved in other countries. It's my understanding that you recently signed a contract to deliver innovative hoist mission training systems to a Florida-based logistics service called Logistics Service International, or LSI, for the U.S. Air Force. What are some of the takeaways in working with foreign organizations that can be applied to Canada, or if you will, vice versa?
Yeah, so that's also interesting because one of our strategies, as I mentioned earlier, is not to remain purely in the courseware training analysis design and production, which we do and we know we keep doing and still grow in that area. But one of the areas was, how do we bring innovation in the domain? And what we wanted also to ensure is, how do we bring innovations but serve an area in training which is less served? So in this particular case, rear crew training by opposition to front crew training, which is very well served with the, you know, big full flights and, you know, flight training devices, you know, that are provided today. So by doing that exercise, we came up with, you know, new training devices which would address rear crew. And through that process, also we did our marketing analysis to see that, you know, what is out there and what's not out there. And our hoist mission trainer is part of a larger product suite, what we call rear crew mission trainers, that we put together and put innovative technologies in. So through that process, we got, you know, attention from U.S. organizations, and in this particular case, LSI, because of the uniqueness of the solution, but also how it's fulfilling a need to train rear crew, a bit like we train front crew with simulation products that would save a lot of cost just flying helicopters around, but also, again, using virtual reality, using simulation technologies to train the rear crew. And in this particular case, what's great about this program is it will address a new U.S. program, which is the combat rescue helicopters, which is an ongoing project right now and has good visibility in the U.S., and where we're going to have, we'll be able to install that machine in the U.S., the U.S. Air Force. So what we learned through that process is multiple things. I mean, innovation, sure, great. However, your innovation must serve a purpose. It's not just a big shiny thing, a nice demo and, you know, great technology. However, if it doesn't, in our case, have any training outcome and training purpose, it will not have any success. The other thing is, as a small medium enterprise, as we go into the U.S. as a new market for us, again, having established partners which will help us complement that partner is the proper way for a small medium company to access the market. I don't believe we could just go in and say, we are Mr. Blue Drop, see how good we are. We need to be able to obviously come up with innovative products, but to enter the market, and the U.S. one is very important for us, is to be able to do that working with good partners to complement their products and services. That's the way we believe for small medium enterprise, a better way to have success.
Kind of a slow and steady wins the race approach. And that, you know, sounds really promising. That must be very exciting for your company.
That's true. And that's very important for us. As you know, U.S. market cannot be neglected.
Yes, definitely. This year, Blue Drop will be at CANSEC. Can you share with our listeners and readership what they can expect to see at your booth?
Yeah, so this year, again, we will be showing without physical demonstration, however, our hoist mission trainer, our rear crew mission trainer will be able to show you videos, we'll be able to talk about it. We'll be also showing you our learning logics, the learning content management system and learning management system also, which is having a lot of success also in Canada, but also having, mentioning US, who are starting to see what kind of a market exists for that too. And we're a bit suffering from our success because our sling load demonstrator that we wanted to have at CANSEC will be at SOFIC, which is a special ops trade show in the U.S. 1 week before that. So unfortunately, the actual physical demonstrator will not be there. But again, we're suffering from our success. We cannot be everywhere at the same time, but we will be there. I'll be there. We'll be able to express and show you all our new product set and show you what we're doing in terms of innovation also, because we have lots of other innovations that we'll be able to talk about while we're there.
Certainly a lot to look forward to, for sure. We have had the pleasure of speaking with Jean-Claude Siou, Vice President for Technology and Simulation for Blue Drop Training and Simulation, Inc. Jean-Claude, thank you very much for joining us today on Vanguard Radio.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, and thank you for your time.
My pleasure.